This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedge Each Day, getting closer to Christmas. We have a big show for you this week. My first guest from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC will be joining us with a brand new Christmas CD. Then later on, Mark Wahlberg will be here, the host of Temptation Island. Beautiful actress, our friend Donna Mills will be joining us. And then we have Captain Ron Nielsen talk about his book, How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. Next hour, big star Michael Bublé will be here on the show. There's a new show on Investigation Discovery called The Interrogator, and the star of that be here, Detective Phil Waters. Kimberly Strass will be joining us from the Wall Street Journal. Her book is called The Resistance, and then we'll talk toys with Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedge Each Day. We'll be right back with KC and the Sunshine Band. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Guess who that is? You'll be surprised when you find out. Now, here's the surprising part, okay? Now, this is from a brand new CD of 12 new cuts. Actually, there's some new and some traditional done by a group that absolutely is fantastic, but I think this might be their first venture into this. Joining us right now is our pal who's been with us three times just this year. It's always good to have from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this not the first time you've done this, KC?
It is. We've been doing a couple of the songs that are on the album in live shows for quite a few years now, and I just decided to finally, you know, go ahead and put out a Christmas CD. I never had done one, always thought of doing one. And I've just been in this creative mode the last couple of years or whatever, so it's really, I guess the timing was right, you know. I mean, this is the first one, and maybe I'll do a follow-up at some point.
Well, you know, the first I heard of this, the first thing that came to my mind is what a year, because the last time we talked about your CD that retook all of the songs from the 60s that you like.
Correct.
I remember the great version you did of the song that you and I both like, Oh, How Happy.
Yes.
And, you know, that is such a great CD. Continues to bring back memories. And now here we are at the end of the year, and you surprise us again with another piece of work that is different than what we're used to hearing from KC and the Sunshine Band.
It is. I mean, I'm exploring a lot of different areas and things that I haven't ever done before, going a little bit out of the box.
Yeah, great.
I think it's very what KC and Sunshine Band is, actually, the whole album. And, you know, there's a bunch of original stuff that's getting ready to come out soon that's, that teeters on out of the box, too. And I'm just in a creative mode, and there's a lot of stuff to come, a lot of stuff.
That's so good to hear. Now, let's talk about some of the songs on the CD. Now, you have some of the traditional holiday favorites, including The Little Drummer Boy. I love your version of it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Then we go beyond that with some new stuff, songs that you've written, like Jingle Bell Boogie, After Christmas Song. I love the name of that, the After Christmas Song.
Yeah, I can't think of, you know, there's not a song for after Christmas when Christmas is all done and everything. So it just kind of popped into my head. I said, yeah, I'm going to write a song called the After Christmas Song.
What time of the year did you do this? Did you do this a few months back?
I started it in January of this year.
Okay. So the reason I asked that question is because a lot of times people used to tell me when they do Christmas CDs, like Andy Williams told me, what he would do is do it like, you know, like in July. And so they would decorate the studio in Christmas and have hot chocolate and decorations and everything else, then get out and get in his convertible and go home. But you living in Miami, getting your convertible and go home even during Christmas.
Correct. Yeah, we didn't decorate the studio or anything like that because it was just a process over, you know, 8 months or whatever it was, 7 months. And it was just fun doing it. It was fun putting the whole project together. I kind of got a little crunched near the end and wasn't even able to record a few more songs that I really wanted to be on the album. But I was very pleased with, you know, the way it turned out and had a lot of fun doing it. And it was just a great project, and I'm really happy about it.
I am too, and not because we've been friends for a long time, ever since our meeting at the Atlantis, but the fact of the matter is I'm excited about what you've been doing. The 60s, as I mentioned earlier, the CD is great. I mean, you've done a great job on some of the traditional songs. In this Christmas CD, you have the Unity on the Bay Choir from South Florida doing the background chorus.
I do. I actually brought them in on the 60s album. They sang on Blowing in the Wind from that album with me. I was introduced to them through Terry DeSario about three or four years ago. And we did a little thing at their church or whatever, her and I. And it was the first time we had sung together in over 30-some-odd years. And they were just a great group of individuals or people. And so it was just natural for me to call them and ask them to come sing on this album with me.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds great. I mean, I love this thing. I've been playing it since I got it, and it's really done very, very well. And it was recorded down in your hometown of Miami.
Yes.
Now, I heard a rumor that this whole thing came about by a buddy of yours saying to you, you know, there's never been a Christmas CD done the Sunshine Band style. And that was the beginning of this.
He actually said, why don't you write a song like Jingle Bell Boogie or something like that. And I thought, well, that's an interesting title. I love that title. And so right away, within like an hour or two, I had written the song. I think I was on a plane, airplane somewhere, headed somewhere. And I sent the melody to a friend of mine in the UK who does production. And he did up a track for me or whatever. He sent the track back over to me. Then I brought the band in and we played on top of the track. And voila. Jingle Bell Boogie was born and the Christmas album.
Wouldn't it be something like if 50, 60 years from now, all of these songs, including the After Christmas Song, I love that, and Jingle Bell Boogie became a classic like White Christmas, I mean, and your legacy would go on.
Well, that would be great.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Yes.
Now, you got a pretty stringent schedule coming up. Let me just mention a few dates here, ladies and gentlemen. December 31st, KC will be at the Thunder Valley Casino in Lincoln, California. Then on the 13th at the IP Resort and Casino in Biloxi. Seminole Hard Rock Hollywood on the 19th. Ocean Reef in Key Largo on the 20th.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, there'll be no more dates announced, though, I'm sure, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot more dates coming up.
What is the website again?
It's heykcsb.com or kcandthesunshineband.com.
What are you going to do for the holidays, Casey?
I'm having just my normal visiting with friends and stuff like that. And then Christmas night, I have a huge annual Christmas party at my house. It started about 4 or 5 years ago, and because I figured nobody has anything to do Christmas night, so I throw a big Christmas party on Christmas night.
Great idea. Now, again, I want to mention the fact that the new CD is A Sunshine Christmas. Great name for it, because not only is it part of the band's name, but it comes from the Sunshine City of Miami.
Right, and the song on there that's called A Sunshine Christmas, I was thinking, you know, here's this song called White Christmas, and it's like written about, you know, living with, you know, being, having, you know, a white Christmas, but some of us in South Florida and other places around the world, we don't ever have a white Christmas. We have a sunshine Christmas. So that's kind of what that song is. It's kind of a take on white Christmas, but it's a sunshine Christmas. It's what we see on Christmas Day and what we feel.
Now, Casey, I've been down in Florida for 25 years. I know you've been down here your entire life. Have you ever spent a Christmas in the snow?
I have. I mean, I've traveled a lot. My sister lives in Maryland. I have spent Christmas in the snow, and it's I love the snow. I don't get to see a whole lot of it down here. That's all.
You only love it until,
and it's great to visit.
yeah. That's it. You only love it till about December 26th, and then that's about it. Then
right.
It's back to the sunshine. Well, Casey, I urge everybody to go out and get your CD, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. It's called A Sunshine Christmas. It is the very first Christmas CD of our friend Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I will attest to this because we're playing it on the show. It is done very good. It brings the spirit of Christmas and a happy, joyful feeling when you listen to it. That's the most important part.
Thank you. That's the whole idea of it.
Well, Casey, you know I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. Have a marvelous Christmas and a happy new year, my friend. And
thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for your friendship and so many hours of great listening.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey.
Bye.
Our guest, Casey, from Casey and the Sunshine Band. New CD out right now. A Christmas album entitled A Sunshine Christmas from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Boy, I tell you, you talk about something revolutionary.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, and we'll talk in the new year. Casey.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time all around the world. For each and every boy and girl, you can feel the Christmas spirit's everywhere. Put your hands up in the air.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is no stranger to radio and television. He, of course, has been part of Antiques Roadshow as well as the show Russian Roulette on the Game Show Network, The Moment of Truth on Fox, and a great show that the Game Plane, that was the first actual game show which was shot on an airplane that was in flight. And he toured with The Price is Right, the live traveling game show, and now Temptation Island, Thursday nights at 10 o'clock on the USA Network. Joining us right now is Mark Wahlberg. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for joining us today. I think this is the first time you've been on with us.
It is the first time. Thanks for having me.
Well, we got to change that in the future. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, I can't wait to talk to you about Temptation Island. Okay, this show is really bringing in all kinds of viewers, and the reason being is pretty obvious. For those people who are not familiar with the show, again, on the USA Network, Thursdays at 10 p.m., this actually is a social experiment for couples, kind of at the junction of their relationship that could be a little testy. And they're going to give single life a try. Tell us about the premise of this, because this can't end up good, Mark.
Well, now hold on. Could end up good. Sometimes it does end up great.
Okay.
Four couples are at a crossroads in their relationship, come to the island. They agree to be single again. They are living in separate villas where there are 12 singles of the opposite sex waiting to get to know them and date them. At the end, they come back together and decide, the original couples come back together and decide, do we want to be together or is it time for us to go our separate ways? So it is, to some degree, a social experiment. It is absolutely sexy and crazy, but it gets really deep and really introspective, and hopefully by the end of it, the people involved learn more about themselves.
Okay. Now, this takes place on a very romantic location, the Hawaiian island of Maui. So we're not talking like really a bad district of Connecticut someplace, you know. I mean, we're talking about something that could really, you know, change things. Now, there are three options here, I understand. Couples leave together.
Right.
Or they leave one of the island's tempters, they go with them, or they break up and go home alone. So
that's right.
What is the track record so far, Mark?
I don't really keep a chart on it, but last season we had one couple that came to the island together, left together, and got engaged. The other couples broke up, but one of the guys from the other couples met someone and fell in love and got engaged. So two engagements, three breakups, and one together.
Okay, I'm missing a little bit here. In other words, are any of them married or just...
No.
Oh, okay, no. Okay, all right. Because, you know, you said it so quickly, I thought, wow, that's a really...
The point of this is that these are couples that are in long relationships but have not committed to the next level, marriage.
Okay.
And once you're married, it's a different story. So before you're married is the time where if you're going to figure things out, this is the time to figure things out.
I would imagine there's a lot of people that get their nose out of joint if they're on the short end of the stick on this deal, you know, Mark?
Well, listen, it's an emotional roller coaster for everybody involved.
Sure.
And what happens, I think, for these couples is that, you know, when you're in a couple start to relate as a couple. So when you come on the island, you remember what it's like to be just an individual. And in that comes some revelations. And at the end, they come back together. They've either grown apart or they've grown together. And that's really the way it goes down. You know, The Bachelor and Bachelorette came out of Temptation Island, actually. We were there originally in 2001 on Fox, and then The Bachelor came up after that. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. It's semantic. You know, there have been many different relationship shows. Are You the One, X on the Beach, Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, all of those shows. And our staff of producers have come from all of these different shows and certainly bring a wealth of wisdom.
Mark, where do you find the couples? Who volunteers for this?
Same as any reality show. We put out a casting call, essentially, and we field interested parties from all over and then winnow it down by, you know, evaluation and interview and seeing if, in fact, they are truly a couple and, in fact, what they're saying is real and if they want to do this, and that's how we find our people.
Wow, it's pretty interesting. Now, you have been married, somebody told me, like 31, 32 years?
32 years.
32 years. Okay, so you are the godfather of advice on this deal, I would assume.
You know, I'm only the godfather of advice because I'm the oldest one on the island.
That qualifies.
What qualifications do I have? I have absolutely none. I'm a TV host, but I do say that I probably failed more times than they've attempted.
Really?
You know, by virtue of how long I've been on the planet. And, you know, I've been married for 32 years, and, you know, my wife and I work on that. And so any observation or advice or anything you hear on the show that comes out of my mouth is from my own personal experience and is worth exactly what people have paid to see.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good attitude to take. You know, off the subject for just a moment, you're on the board of directors of Goodwill Southern California, and that's a pretty nice situation there because that helps a lot of charities. You're on the World Poker Tour. It gives back to a lot of charity. Tell us about that.
You know, I'm on a few boards, a few charity boards. I'm on We Spark Cancer Support Board. I'm on Goodwill Southern California and some others that I am involved in. Look, I've been really grateful that the work that I do allows me to support. You know, it starts out as I'll MC somebody's charity event, and then I end up on their board.
Right.
And then, you know, the poker thing is it's really a hobby. I play poker here and there, and when I can play charity events for poker events for charity, I'm grateful to do that. So I just look at it as, you know, I've been very grateful to have the career that I have, and if I can be involved in these charities and help, and, you know, in the case of Goodwill, we're taking people who are dependent and making them independent, helping them educate, train, and place them in work. And then We Spark Cancer Support, that's for the whole family. I don't think there's anybody that's listening to this that hasn't been touched by cancer in one way, shape, or form. And so I feel really strong about helping them out. But, you know, in general, I feel better when I'm able to give back. So, you know, it's a little selfish pursuit for me.
Well, you know what? That's great. I mean, somebody in a position where they can and does is fantastic, and I commend you for your work in the area of social awareness. That's very cool, Mark.
The other thing I want to do, because I realize that you're all over the world and I believe involved somewhat with the armed forces.
Right, right.
Now, my son is a Navy pilot, so I just want to send my support and thanks to all of those listeners who have who are given service and providing our safety and freedom.
Well, when you see your son or talk to him next, you tell him that we appreciate all of the service that he's doing to the country. Is he a jet pilot?
He flies the E-2 Hawkeye. He's a tailhook pilot, carrier-based. He escorts the jets out. So he's the communication base for the battle.
Oh, how cool is that? I know you're proud of him, and you should be.
I am very proud of both my kids, but he's the one in the service.
In the service. Very good. Well, it's on the USA Network, Thursdays at 10 o'clock. It is called Temptation Island. It's hosted by our guest and friend, Mark Wahlberg. Hey, Mark, you're a good guest. Come back and join us anytime, and I invite everybody listening to my voice to watch the show. And will you come back and join us again sometime?
Absolutely, Ron. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Have a nice holiday.
Take care.
Okay. Mark Wahlberg has been our guest. The name of the show is Temptation Island. It airs Thursday nights at 10 o'clock on the USA Network. Cool show. Thanks, Mark.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. I will.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. We're going to take a little pause, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that it's not fair he's being impeached because he's doing nothing wrong. That as the full House prepared to vote next week on impeachment. Just after the House Judiciary Committee approved articles of impeachment on Friday, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler went to the microphones and made this brief statement.
The House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously.
Top presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway says one of their main goals is to
present witnesses and evidence, to challenge witnesses and evidence, to object, to actually present the case so that the president is fully exonerated and not removed.
The House is expected to approve articles of impeachment on Wednesday and then send the issue to the Senate, where a trial could begin in January. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, Christmas has come early for me. This is my lucky day. I not only get to talk to one beautiful actress, I get a chance to talk to two beautiful actresses. Things are looking up here on the Ron Segi Show. And joining us right now, talking about a show that is absolutely, I think, very, very cool, Mood Swings. Joining us right now is Donna Mills and Crystal Hunt. Hi, Donna. Hi, Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
As I mentioned before, when in the air, Donna, you and I have done this before. It's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
And, Crystal, I'm hoping that this is the first of many visits that you do on the show. Nice to have you here, dear.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, the show is called Mood Swings. And as I think about it and watch the show, which I think is fabulous, it's been said to be a cross between Golden Girls and Friends. And it has some of those characteristics to it. It really touches a subject. The way it's been combined, it's hilarious. And Diane Cannon is in it, too. For those who have not seen it, I urge you to do so. But the story takes place by recently the divorced mother and her 8-year-old son. The husband goes out, makes a new life for himself, and the mother can't make ends meet, so she rents rooms at her Malibu mansion. Great premise. And Crystal, you wrote this thing, did you not? You executive produced, created, and wrote it.
Yeah, I did.
How'd you come up with this idea? Because it's perfect.
Thank you. Well, I have always been a very, very big I Love Lucy and Golden Girls fan, and I guess I'm sort of bummed that there isn't anything really like that out right now. And Donna and I were doing Queens of Drama together, and we all had to pitch different treatments as to what we would like to see on the air. And mine did not get chosen. However, it was something that I really wanted to see happen.
And she never gave up on it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, she just, even though it wasn't chosen for that show, she just kept on. She loved the idea. She just kept working at it and, you know, brought it to fruition, which is, you have to give her a lot of credit for that. It's not easy in this business, and she really did it.
No, boy, Donna, you hit that right on the nose. You know, the consensus, I think, of the general public is that, boy, you know, you get this idea, you go on television, and bingo, bango, and it's over, even for big stars like yourself. But it is not an easy process, and there's a lot of obstacles in the way. Correct me if I'm wrong, ladies. I think the hook on this whole thing is the fact that this is taking place in Malibu, okay? Because if it was taking place in a lesser, let's say, prestigious neighborhood, there's a lot of people that fall into that category. But to be able to keep up the mortgage payments on a Malibu mansion and doing it this way seems a little bit more unconventional, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's more fun to watch.
For sure.
You know.
Well, and also when you think of a divorce, too. Well, first of all, Farrah, she goes from daddy's house to husband's house. So,
Never worked a day in her life.
Correct. Right. So how to handle bills? Like bills? What are that? What are those? What all does that entail? So I think she was sort of, you know, blindsided by something she didn't really know existed. And naturally, the thought was downsizing, even though it might be daunting. But the truth is, when you have an 8-year-old who's already gone through, you know, the trauma of a divorce, the last thing you want to do is also take them away from their home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of the way of also, even though it's the hard route, also trying to think of the right thing for your child as well.
The other thing that really kind of made me laugh when I first saw it is that you put an ad in Craigslist for female roommates. Now, normally, nothing against Craigslist. You very seldom see, do you want a roommate at a Malibu mansion on Craigslist? You know, so all of these
conventional
things.
Conventional way to do things.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not like say, hey, look, can you make a GoFundMe thing so that I can pay off my Rolls Royce? You know, it's kind of in that kind
yeah.
of a situation.
That's a fraudulent ad for sure.
Yeah. Donna, you play, of course, the mother of Crystal, and Diane Cannon plays the aunt. What do those roles entail?
Well, this one, I just need to be pushy.
Donna, you say that with a laugh. Is that a stretch?
Not at all. No, of course not. No, it's it's fun. The way she's written it is really fun, and it's a fun character to play, and I love it because she, you know, she tries to, you know, take over her life. She really wants her to, you know, do it the way she wants it done. And, you know, they butt heads all the time. And Farrah doesn't always want Mom around, but Mom stays anyway. And, you know, is trying to get her married off again, of course.
Sure.
That would be the best thing
But
like every Southern mother.
that doesn't work out right away. So, you know, it's just a lot of fun, and she wrote a very fun part for me. And I hadn't done comedy for a while, and it's fun to get back to it. I started out doing comedy. I did a comedy series with Larry Hagman when I first came to California.
Really? I didn't know that. I knew that you studied ballet a long time, but I didn't know that you did a comedy.
Yeah, it was a comedy called The Good Life with Larry Hagman.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. You know, Donna, you and I talked about this once before when you starred in Play Misty for me back in 1971. I was a dish jockey at that time, okay? And, boy, that movie scared the hell out of me. I got to be very honest with you. And somebody sat behind me that knew who I was and said I didn't look comfortable through the whole thing because, boy, what an intensive movie. That really was. Great job, though. Great job.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That was a very nice job to get early in my career, you know.
Well, yeah. You know, both of you bring so much to the table, and I'd love to talk about all of that, but we would be here till, after the first of the year. Crystal, you were involved in pageants at 2 years old, and your pageant talent was acting. That's kind of interesting because normally it's a violin player or, you know, a twirler or a dancer. How do you have a pageant where you, what do you do, recite some parts of a show or a play?
Yeah, they didn't really do as much of that until like the older pageants at two. You know, it was more about, you know, it's like Little Miss Sunshine. It was more about the sportswear, all the different divisions. You didn't really have a talent division at that age. At that age, you were just...
I didn't even know this about her.
Yeah, you were just killing it if you could walk, you know? I mean, and I was a ham. I mean, Donna got to see it in the show. I mean, that was really me in one of my pageants, and I was such a ham. I'd wave at everybody and blow kisses, and my grandmother was actually the one who got me into it before she passed away, and she was a dressmaker, so she made all of my pageant dresses very frilly and fluffy and over the top with matching little glovelets and hair accessories. So yeah, I didn't know that,
but it doesn't surprise me.
You know, Donna, just think, if you wouldn't have been on the show today, you would have never known that about Crystal. See what you've learned?
I know. Thank you for educating me.
Right. And lightning to the world of Crystal.
Yeah. I mean, I could just have a plethora of things that I could throw out there, and you would say, gee, this is a new Crystal. Speaking of Crystal, you used to live in Clearwater, Florida, not too far from where we originate this show in Orlando, Florida.
My whole family is there. In fact, I will be in Orlando this Friday for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Oh, right.
I am an annual pass holder, and I am a grown girl that loves Mickey.
Well, I've known...
I've been to Disney quite a bit.
Yeah, I know a lot of grown girls that like Mickey. I personally am a big fan of Goofy, but that's just my personality, so I can't go into that too far. Hey, Donna, I must tell you, though, it's nice to hear your voice again back on the show, really, because we had such a great time. I was listening to an interview that you and I did a couple of years ago, and I said, I got to get Donna back, and here she is, all right? So it's always nice when you're here, too.
Oh, that's nice to be with you.
The show streams on Pure Flix, correct?
Right.
It's on demand, so even though one of the season finales coming up, you can go back on demand in all these different apps and see any show you want on demand at any time that you want to do it, correct?
Absolutely. Now that they've aired, any episode that has been released, they release every Thursday. We have all 7 episodes already released, and our finale is on Thursday.
That sounds great. Pure Flix. Well, it's a great show, and you did a great job, Crystal, and Donna, of course. Anything that you're involved with goes right to the top on my list, and I know on millions of other people, too. And it is called Mood Swings. It stars Donna Mills, Crystal Hunt, Diane Cannon, and a lot of other guys, but we won't mention them. We're just going to mention the pretty girls, okay? It's an Italian thing, so I have to bear with me a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you so much, ladies. You put a lot of sunshine in a lot of our lives, and especially in ours today. So thank you. And please, both of you, join us again, okay? Don't be strangers.
Absolutely.
Won't be. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks, Crystal. Two lovely and talented ladies, Donna Mills and Crystal Hunt. The show is called Mood Swings. It streams on Pure Flix. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
World, you are listening to Ron Segi today. A few months back, our next guest was with us, fascinating individual, and we asked him to come back, and I just told him before he went on the air I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. He is an Air Force Academy graduate with a tour in Vietnam. He accumulated over 20,000 flight hours during his career as a commercial pilot flying a Boeing 737, and also has a book out called How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. I'll tell you how to win a fearless flight class with him on the website. Joining us right now is Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Captain. How are you doing?
Hey,
Ron.
I meant what I said. I could talk to you for hours because I love airplanes, and I actually really love the commercial airplanes. But there was a time, and I'm not too far away from that right now, I'm working on it, that the fear of flying does enter into the equation. Tell us about the 60 million people in the United States alone that have fear of flying and how to overcome it, because there are things that you go through and takeoff and the claustrophobia that really helps people understand the whole concept of what's going on.
Well, we, you know, the way we are wired as human beings, we tell ourselves stories. That's how we understand the world and how we express it and share it with others. And so when we have things that for whatever reason get off of the wrong foot in our brain, we make stories up about that. So flying, with all of its unusual sights, sounds, and sensations, can be one of those things that provokes thoughts that are uncomfortable. And once I tell myself a story like that sound can't be good or that sensation can't be good, then I build on that. And now I filter everything related to flying through that same filter. So now if I have an inherent belief that flying is dangerous, I'm going to notice things in the media, in TV, and radio reports about things that happen that are going to support that. And so what you've got to do is you've got to change your story, and in doing so, you change your life. And some of the presenting problems, the surface fears for people are takeoff, of course, because there's a lot happening on takeoff, a lot of vibration, a lot of noise, and turbulence. No one likes turbulence because it triggers that feeling of being out of control, which underlies most fearful flyers. And so, and the other thing about that drives people crazy is just the thought that what if I can't maintain my own emotions and manage my own composure? Am I going to get taken off in handcuffs? You know,
yeah.
And so all of those things go into that. And the book that is really organized. One, you don't have to read it cover to cover. Two, it's not just about me and how much I love aviation, which I do. It's about the people that I've dealt with over the past 32 years and what works and what doesn't work. And it's broken into three parts. One is about the psychology of fear and fear of flying. Two, it's about the basics of flight, how do airplanes work. And three, it's about coping skills and strategies. So you can open it up, find what you're interested in, and go right to it. And if you... The Kindle version has hot links in it, so you can go right to another topic that will expand your information on that. Or if you have the paperback version, you can just, it's got the QR codes, that little crazy little dots and squares and all that, and you can take a picture of that, and it'll take your smartphone to that. So we made it so that it was user-friendly. You can take it with you and have guidance right when you need it.
See, I think one of the big problems for people, and I can attest to this, is the science of flight. How it worked. It's still very hard to conceive how an A380 can get off the ground. You know, I think that's number one. Then you got the claustrophobia factor because you're not in control. When I'm in an airplane, I would be okay if I could drive it, you know, even though I don't know how. But, you know, psychologically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then flying over water. You know, for a long time I thought to myself, flying over water, you know, maybe that's not as bad as over land because it could be softer, you know, in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
But the thing I really realized was flying over water doesn't give you alternative landing places as it would if you were flying over land. These are all things apparently that I have in the back of my mind that I'm part of that 60 million people who are not going to fear. I don't fear flying. I just have an apprehension, but I love it. I truly love it because it's such a sensational thing. I think pilots are, I put pilots up there in the top three echelon. I really do, because seeing how they can do this. Ron, I watch air disasters. Everybody asks me, why do you watch air disasters? Because it's pretty tough sometimes. But the reason I watch it, and tell me if I'm off base, is because it fascinates me, number one, how they can solve these problems with something as small as your fingernail and correct it. It's almost like, oh boy, this crash, unfortunately, taught us some lessons.
Well, that's a great point, Ron, is the reason that the flying is the safest way to travel in the world today is, unfortunately, from what we've learned through some tragic lessons.
Right, right.
If we maintained the same kind of diligence and vigilance in traffic safety, we wouldn't kill 40,000 people on the highways every year. That's why we don't have many accidents, and when we do, we get the most that we can out of that. And you can, any aircraft accident that you will have watched when you watch those crashes will show you what we learned from it and a change that went into effect, either implementation in the Federal Aviation Regulations resulted in training, maybe a design change in an airplane, or how to get out of the airplane in an emergency. But you're right, that because of the forensics, you know, there's a fascination with shows on TV, forensics and aviation accident investigation were way before that. And I think that's what one of the things that attracts me to those shows, because I'm also captivated by it myself.
You know, you have a situation where you have different sights, sounds, sensations during a flight, and I'm assuming that the more you fly, the more you get used to those, because if you're not a frequent flyer, they become a shock factor.
Absolutely. You're talking about exposure therapy. So the two things that get people over it, and what I've learned in the 32 years here, are one, you got to do it. You got to expose yourself to it. But the main thing is you got to change the way you think about it. Because if you get on every flight and you were afraid the last time and you don't change your thinking, you're going to end up with the same results. So learning something, and I'm passionate about teaching. That's one of the things that drew me to this, and is totally correct. And I just wanted to highlight one of the things you mentioned about flying over water and your curiosity and how your belief changed about that. And that is also one of the most popular subjects for people. And we have a section in the book about flying over water.
The book is called How to Overcome Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. And also, tell us, Fearless Flight Class, you could get a chance to win that, right?
If you have any issues, you want it for a 15-minute free consultation with me, you go to CaptainRon.com, or I'm sorry, CaptainRon@FearlessFlight.com, and we can set that up for you. So, but the website is FearlessFlight.com, and the book is at FearlessFlight.com/book.
Captain, really, I'd love to have you come back and spend more time with us. I know you're on a busy schedule. Let's do it, okay? You're terrific.
You bet. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Our guest has been Captain Ron Nielsen. Fascinating story about the ways that you can overcome the fear of flying. He was a pilot on a Boeing 737 with 20,000 flight hours, so he knows what he's talking about. And before we get into our second hour, I just want to remind everybody that you can check out our website at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, on the home page, there is an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that icon, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. That's ronsegi.com. Check it out. We're going to pause for a second. There is a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green green car red, with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, Mark Wahlberg from the TV show Temptation Island, Donna Mills and Crystal Hunt, Captain Ron Nielsen talking about his book, How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. Next hour, Michael Bublé will be joining us on the show from the Investigation Discovery Channel and the host of The Interrogator, Detective Phil Waters. From the Wall Street Journal, talking about her new book, The Resistance, will be Kimberly Strassel. And then we'll talk about the toys to give your child this Christmas with Elizabeth Warner. That's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.